Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today we're going to talk about why men want to sleep with virgins. I'm hearing this, I'm seeing it all over social media about, you know, gender roles and how, you know, men want these traditional wives and how women don't cook and clean and do all this shit no more, and men are saying, well, you don't act like, you know, the traditional woman. You don't cook, you don't clean, you don't put up with the BS like the women did in the past. You're not a virgin, so you're not, you know, this high quality woman that I should, you know, go out and work for and whatever, like the men used to do back in the day. Basically, the woman had to put up with whatever the man gave her because she had to depend on him for her survival. But now, since us women make our own money, you know, we done bossed up and we can actually make just as much or if not more than them with no help from them, and their ego and their pride is hurt. But again, we're going to talk about why men want to date virgins. And again, this is my opinion, and y'all let me know what y'all think, but this is kind of strange, but this is what I came up with, because you have to think, everything in society is rooted in favor of men. So you have to sit back and think as a woman, oh, I want to be a virgin. I want to be a virgin. I want to save my virginity for a man who's been with 11,000 women. Yeah, how is that special? So he can have sex with me and compare it to, oh, I'm the only one that had this. I'm the only one that had this. Although you've been with how many other women? How many? But I'm supposed to compete with all those other women you had. That's ding, ding, ding. That's what this is about. Men want to date an inexperienced virgin after he done ran through women like a Black Friday sale because he don't want another man to have slept with their woman so that their woman cannot compare the D. Okay? That's all it boils down to. They don't want their woman sitting being miserable because she's comparing his D and the lack thereof to some D that she had in the past that was thebomb.com. So they want to date virgins because they want to their woman to sit and wonder what it's like, or to think that their man is the best on earth. They want to be the one to have that, you know, losing virginity factor, that ouch factor, because they ain't doing no damage. Most of these niggas have erectile dysfunction because their diets, because they're stressed, because they're on pills, because they're on drugs. So a lot of these niggas can't get it up. It ain't the woman, it's the man. Besides that, and you want to be sizably challenged too on top of that. Girl, I cannot. These men want you to sit and wonder what it's like to get some non-husband D, right? The non-husband D. The goal of marriage has changed. It's a ripoff. Women don't benefit from marriage. Everybody that I know who is married is either divorced or miserably unhappy, because marriage is often a burden, and the burden always seems to lie on the women. You know, you're expected to raise children, which is a full-time job. I think, you know, how people get paid for unemployment and whatever. I know they have some government programs, but it's not enough, you know, for a woman to stay home to take care of her children so that strangers are not raising their children. And then the children grow up and resent the parents for never being there because they had to work and make money to pay taxes to the government. But that's another conversation. But I think women should be paid like they are in other countries to stay home with their children and raise their children, right? So that's a full-time job. So you're expected to do that. You're expected to raise your children, right? Then on top of that, you're expected to cook. And it's just not just cooking. It's going to the grocery store, shopping while with a child, buy the groceries, bag the groceries, put them in the car, drive home, take the groceries and put them in the house, put unbag them, and put them in the refrigerator. Then you have to wash the dishes. That's the cleaning part. You have to wash the dishes to cook the food for, you know, pots and pans. Then you cook the food. Then you have to serve the food. Then you have to clean up after, again, raising the kids, cooking, cleaning, cleaning up after childish, grown-ass man-child, right? So you're expected to raise the child. You're expected to get the groceries, buy the groceries, cook the food, clean up. Like, come on now. Then, after that, you're expected at night to roll over. You're expected to obey or do what he says as if he knows what's best, as if he knows how to run an empire. Again, you have the hardest job in the world is keeping your child alive, making sure that your child is okay, making sure that they are fed, making sure that they are not in harm's way, that they are in good health, going to doctor's appointments. And all he has to do is go to work for 40 hours a week when you don't get a break. There's nobody, there's no tag team. When he gets home, he relieves you. No, he thinks he really had a hard day. Working 8 hours a day, he really thinks he had a hard day and that he needs to kick back and relax and be served like a king. Like, what is it about these men that think that it's okay for a woman to struggle? What is it? What is it? It's weird. It's giving very, I am a man, or I want to be a man, and I want to be with a man. It's giving those statues, and it ain't nothing wrong with that. But if that's how it is, just say that. Just say that, honey. Just say that. Because it's not giving, you know? So that's my take on it. That's why men want to date women who are virgins, because they don't want their wife to be able to compare their whack dick to the next man that she slept with. He wants no competition. So he wants her to be a virgin because he wants to inflict pain on her via taking her virginity. And he doesn't want to have any competition with another man. If he expects you to be a virgin, he needs to be one himself. Again, this is Tia here with Tia Talks, and thanks for listening. Peace.